Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is the Frey Podcast, brought to you by thefrey.com, a place for women who want more from life. This is what I want, this is what I need. If you don't have to go, I can set you free. Are you gonna make a move? Are you gonna come and see? Whatever you wanna do, you know it's cool with me. Today's podcast is a conversation with Mallory. Welcome.
Malloy.
Hello. Maloney. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well.
Good.
Today we are recording.
Who's got you smiling like that girl?
Shut up. Today we are recording an episode speaking about, what are we talking about?
Green flags.
Green flags and also
a vibe check.
So let's first of all define what a vibe check is.
So we were just talking about this. Are we gonna explain?
Well, I've just sent a text message checking if it's okay, if it'll be like okay. Thumbs up for talking about this, because I just
it'll probably be a thumbs up, I'd say.
I'm the most passive, like the bare minimum in texting. A thumbs up.
It'll be a thumbs up. No, we love a vibe check, and I think some happen just naturally where you can kind of pick up on their vibe or who they are as a person. And then other times they're...
When you talk away from the microphone, people can't hear you.
How much closer do you want me to be?
Just literally, she's facing the opposite wall while she's talking. She's like leant in and then turned her head like 180 degrees. The back of her head's at the microphone.
What more do you want
like
from me?
Death becomes her vibes. So a vibe check... In our language, here you go, here's the response. You can honestly talk about anything that you want. I'm so easy with that stuff. Okay, cool. So I have the thumbs up to give a specific example of a vibe check.
A specific.
I said specific. 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 A specific example of a vibe check. But generally speaking, we have been using this term to just...
To see if they pass. Just see
it's
your...
I mean, basically, it's a green flag, but it's like...
If you're aligning, I'll keep going. Don't worry. You talk.
Okay. So an example of a vibe check is one that happened to me recently. I thought that I had to cancel a date because the boys needed me. And so I had to swallow. I had to move away from the microphone while I swallowed. So I had sent the text message saying... I think I'm going to have to pull the pin like last minute on a date that was planned.
Like very last minute. Like,
yeah, like, I don't want to have to do this, but if the boys need me, the boys need me. And I'm always going to do that. And I have had this situation in the past where because the boy's dad works in emergency services, if he is running late for handover or whatever it is, and it's like my kid free days don't become kid free. And I've had the situation where someone has said in the past, like, I made like kind of a big deal out of it.
Yeah.
So they like did not.
They did not pass the vibe check. They did a baby not, over it.
Being a baby. So the situation was I had said, oh, look, I'm going to have to, I think, cancel very last minute. And the response that I had to that was so nice, wasn't it?
Yeah, he was so nice.
Like, it was like the perfect response because I said, like, I'm so sorry, but one of the boys might need me. And he was like, look, I'm however old he is. I'm not going to give away too many details, but like I'm whatever age. And if I could still call my mum if I needed her and have her come to me, like I would do that. And I was like, oh, that's such a nice response.
Yeah. And like Kylie sent that to me and I was like, he totally passes the vibe
like,
check.
Like, that not is, going anywhere. Like, don't worry about it. If your kids need you, your kids need you.
Yeah. That's such a, just a nice response with no ulterior motive or not making you feel bad, like just
no guilt at all.
Yeah, just nice,
normal,
Normal.
Pass the vibe check.
Passes the vibe check.
Okay. And so another example of a vibe check that didn't go well was a series of TikToks that Clementine Ford shared recently where a woman had cancelled a date last minute on a man and the man became like outraged and obsessive and sending continual messages begging this woman to see him and like very manipulating with the language that he was using. And so people were saying that you could cancel a date as a vibe check to see how someone responds.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think you need to be out there
I don't think you should fake like a vibe check. That's not...
There's no need because they pop up anyway.
Yeah, exactly. They show themselves even as I think... I find a big one is like if I find a funny meme or like a TikTok or something and if I send it to like a man and they don't find it funny, I'm like, whoop, doesn't pass my vibe check.
Yeah, it's like if someone tells me that Seinfeld is their most favourite form of comedy,
yuck.
I'm not passing their vibe check because I don't laugh at that.
No, I've never watched an episode of Seinfeld, not one.
Yeah.
But there's, yeah, I don't think you need to specifically be out here faking incidents. Specifically be faking, you know, emergencies or cancelling dates. But I think...
They show themselves.
They show their true colours, but I think a really good way for me is I always send a meme or something funny. Yeah. Like, I think that's a great way to test the waters.
Or another vibe check is to ask how they feel about feminists. That's one of my favourite ones. You're like...
Yeah,
that's seriously one of my favorites. And some guys I don't even need to ask because I can just tell straight away they're super respectful of women and I don't need to ask outright. But if I'm not sure, if I'm on the fence and I want to see how deep a hole they're going to dig for themselves, I'll ask them straight out, would you consider yourself a feminist? Like, I've had a guy tell me that, like, if someone has feminist in their dating profile, they're immediately out. And then I had to explain what it means to be a feminist. And then he was like, oh, I had a totally different idea in my head.
Different perspective.
So that's a vibe check for me. Same as like talking about you could bring up anything to do with racism for a vibe check, or also the LGBTQ community as well.
How secure they are within themselves too. I think that gives a big...
vibe.
Yeah, big vibe. See how many times. Do you want to take a shot every time we say vibe?
Do you want to sing that song?
Got a vibe. Baby, come
home. Okay. So some green flags and my phone's freezing. What did I say? Green flags that made you want to proceed when getting to know someone. People have submitted these via Instagram and we're just going to go through them. I have not read any of these because I literally put that story up just like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, okay.
So some green flags, open communication.
Definitely. Yes. We love a good communicator.
Conscious of female hormones and cycle phases. Green flag. I think that's a green flag.
That's a green flag, but that's not something that you'd probably know about someone within the first couple of dates. Like
man takes me on a date and he's like, where are you in your cycle? Yeah. Are you in the lutes? I'm like, marry me.
Yeah. Like, honestly, if someone did that to me, like pull out your Flow app and tell me where you are, I would be mortified.
No, I'd love that. Yeah. See, this is like, yeah, I want you to understand that for like 2 days out of the month, I'm going to be a little bit...
Yeah, but we want them to understand, but we don't want them to shout it from the rooftop.
Conscious of female hormones and cycle phases. Yeah, I think that's a green flag for sure.
Yeah, green flag, but an unnecessary green flag, yeah, whatever.
A job.
the bar is on the floor.
No assigning of jobs, as in does the washing, cleans up, and doesn't need asking the best.
Yeah, equal contributor. Yep, that's a green flag, definitely.
Power vomiting for hours due to celiac disease and he or she, there's no pronoun here, they stomped my vomit down the shower and were so caring.
Look, that makes me feel sick, but...
Stomping someone's chunky vomit down a drain.
We could have worded that a little... delicately.
She did what she did. She said what she said.
Yeah, look, that's a great... it's not a green flag that I've ever thought of, but it's very niche.
It's very. But I will say it does speak volumes, because if someone is empathetic and caring when you're not well, that is a green flag, because that is the type of person you want to be in a relationship with. Because if someone has no compassion and empathy, and I've been there.
Me too, actually, very, very recently.
It's awful. It is so lonely if someone doesn't care about you. And I just think, like, imagine, heaven forbid, worst case scenario, someone became properly unwell, like with cancer or something like that. If that person doesn't have the bandwidth to be your carer as well.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, so he passed the vibe check in a very weird way.
Stomping vomit chunks. Yeah. Love that.
Ugh. Love that for you, babe. I hope your celiac's under control.
The ability to make me laugh always, even when stressed. Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Humor is so important. Yeah. You got to laugh.
Absolutely. That's a green flag.
When he was talking about things in the future that included me, seeing him with his son, actions and not words. So those are two separate ones. So when a man in this situation talks about things in the future that includes me, do you know what? I think, yes, a green flag, but I'm suspicious.
Yeah, I think yes to an extent, but
I'm like cautious camps over here. Like, why are you saying that? Like, are you trying to manipulate me? I'm like so on high alert.
Yeah, I think that's contextual again. Like, if he's planning out your whole bloody, you know, your whole life, if he's named your children, that's a little odd. But
I just think some guys do it as a way of being smooth.
Yeah.
And like selling you the dream. And I don't like that. But then some guys do it in a really genuine way, where they'll just be like, oh, yeah, you'll meet them eventually. And that feels nice.
Yeah, I think you just have to read the room.
As always, not getting mad at me when I lost his drone a few weeks into dating.
That's a
great vibe check.
That's a great vibe check.
That's the perfect one, because you're testing their values.
Testing
their anger response, their communication.
Fly.
I recommend it.
Yeah,
do it on purpose. Yeah, fly that drone off a cliff.
Yeah. Fly the drone out into the ocean. Oh, I would love to see the video footage of the drone. No, that's great. That is a great vibe check. I stand for that.
She's put the laughing emoji, like,
a drone. That's fantastic. That's a green flag. Date him.
Spoke positively about ex-partners, even though it may have been a tough breakup. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want anyone that's bitter or angry or has any like maliciousness against their ex-partner. So that's a definite green flag.
Yeah, because you can even say, like, the way that this woman's worded it, like, spoke positively even though it was a tough breakup. Like, yeah, you don't have to be out there selling someone like that you're Susie Sunshine, but you can say, you know, these are the quality traits I see in that person.
Yeah. And
I think, though we've been through it.
And I think that's the thing is, when a relationship ends, regardless of the terms it ends, it doesn't, you know, take away from the whole time that you've spent together, which there was obviously some good times, especially if you've married someone or had children to someone. So I think it's nice.
Independence, goals, working towards the goals, and established friends. Yeah, green flags.
Green flag, yeah.
I like someone who's independent, someone who has goals.
Someone who has friends, we like that.
We like a king with friends. Communicates on a similar level.
That's great. That's a green flag. That's what you need.
Yeah. Thumbs up.
Two thumbs up.
Ability to be vulnerable and open and can reflect. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
That's like, whew,
yeah.
It's a real turn on.
That's someone that's in touch with their emotions.
Aware of areas that they need to work on, deep conversations, and caring towards others.
Yeah. Huge green flag. That is great. Anyone that is aware that they have areas to work on, because we all do. Yeah, that's a big, big green flag.
Immediately putting pics or tags of me on his socials. Immediately is probably a bit much for me. Like, I wouldn't want someone to like put me on their socials like first date.
No. Yeah, we like a soft launch.
Soft launch after a few weeks.
We like a soft launch. I don't know if that's a green flag or if that's a...
It would be a red flag if you've uploaded it. It could be a red flag. I shouldn't speak so in like absolutes, but it could be a red flag if you have uploaded and tagged someone and they are active on social media and then they don't share it or comment or do the same.
Oh, yeah.
Could be.
Yeah. Look, read the room on that one again.
openly admitting he likes me, no games, showing willingness to progress if reciprocated. Reciprocated. Well, that's how it's what. That's how it's written, but yeah, if reciprocal.
Yeah, no, that's a green flag. That's what you want. You want to be on the same page. You don't want to be pursuing someone that
is making you go crazy. Yeah,
and giving you anxiety. I think Kylie said in a previous episode too that if you're left feeling anxious, it's not right.
Yeah. Lots of texting and chatting from the get-go without love bombing, as in no overthinking when to text. Yeah, that's in the similar vein of not having to feel conscious of playing games and being like, oh, will they text me today? Will they not text me? Should I reply to them? Should I wait? If you have something funny to say, if you have a meme to share, if you want their attention, like I'll literally send...
ding the bell.
I was about to say, I will literally send the bell emoji and be like...
Attention, please.
Attention, please. Yeah. Like just letting you know.
Yeah, I've done that.
Bit needy over here. Asking me to meet his family straight up first date. I don't know if that's a green flag.
That's not a green flag. Look, actually, to be honest, I probably would have seen it as a green flag in a previous life. Not now.
What, a previous life, like a couple of weeks ago? Yeah,
not now. I'm a grown woman now. I'm changed.
Mm-hmm. Swallowing my water. Showing consideration for your personal needs without being asked to.
Green flag.
That's it. And that's like the
thing. We love a considerate king.
Absolutely. The thing that sticks out there is the without being asked to. Like, ladies, if you are out there asking for the bare minimum or like celebrating the bare minimum, just be aware of that. You know, like being like, oh my gosh, he texted me to say thank you for the date. Like, that is the bare minimum, right?
Yeah.
What's that look for?
Oh, that was I spent a long time.
Bare minimum.
Bare minimum, man. We don't like him.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
He wanted to date me properly. He took me on proper dates for the first few weeks. No Netflix. Just depends.
Yeah, it just depends. That's like, I mean, obviously that's a green flag for you because you don't obviously want to go to someone's house and watch Netflix, which is, you know, your choice in all personal circumstances. So, yeah, green flag for you.
And I think in general it's nice if a man is, like, considered with dating and, I don't know, like, I think that's a green flag. Yeah,
plans a date. That's nice.
Talks about doing things in the future with you. Again, back to what we said before. Like, it can be good.
Yeah.
But it can also be, like, a way of, like, getting into your head, I think. Call me skeptical.
Yeah.
Call me wise. Good teeth equals good health, good mental health, and good hygiene.
I've got a full set of veneers and my head's not always great. I don't understand that. I don't think...
My husband told me after... We'll just breeze over that one. I'm like, I don't know. I'll just leave that there. My husband told me after date one or two, I really like you and I'd like to see you again. I nearly fainted. Again, bar on the floor,
yeah,
right?
Bar on,
like,
the floor. That's...
But I also feel you and I understand, like, when a man is, like, open and honest and clear and direct,
yeah. It
is so attractive. It is also, like, the bare minimum in a way, isn't it?
Yeah, actually, but just telling you how they're feeling. But it does. It's...
But in saying that, I can say, like, it's the bare minimum, but it doesn't happen often where a man's, like, just direct with their intentions.
Yeah, it tells you exactly how they actually are feeling.
Yeah. Having your back. Yeah.
Yeah, but that should just be expected. Again, bar on the floor.
Green flag. But, like, yeah, feeling safe with someone and knowing that they would go into bat for you is a green flag. Feeling safe when arguing or bringing up issues, massive green flag, to be able to feel like you can communicate openly and honestly. Hold a decent conversation on the phone.
This is funny. That's a green flag, definitely. But I also think that there are so many
Some people just aren't good on the phone.
Some people just aren't good on the phone and need that face-to-face communication and whatnot. So that, I think, again, is circumstantial, but that is a green flag. So,
when dating early on, he suggested dating with my kids there, not just on my weekends off. Following on from that, we've now been together 9 years, so it was a good sign. Yeah, yeah. I think it's a nice thing.
I think
it shows the intention of being like, I want to see you in all facets of your life. Yeah,
when you're a mum, like not just on your weeks off. No, I think that's a green flag.
But I also...
obviously just keep your wits about you.
I also don't think it's a red flag if someone wants to take it slow and not meet the kids early on.
Yeah, agree.
Emotionally available, talks respectfully about exes. Yeah, we've covered that. A lot of these are so like, yes, of course, these are green flags, but it's really nice to hear that people are out there in these streets having these experiences.
I think so. I think this isn't reading because I'm not allowed to read the screen. She doesn't let me, but
she can't be trusted.
I can't be trusted. But a big green flag for me, and probably the biggest thing that I look for on all dates, is them being respectful to everyone, not just me, like the wait staff. Yes. Other people, like, and I
had a situation recently that I messaged Millmore and was like, I don't know, like it's a question mark over an interaction that I saw unfold. But I think really, even if it's a question mark, it's like probably telling.
Yeah. I like a respectful king, someone that is respectful to everyone, not just you. And I think that shows a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. What else? What are some of your personal green flags other than that you can think of? You like a real, like, I'll just speak. I'll ask the question and then I'll answer it.
You go. Carry on.
I think you like a man who is very protective of you early on.
Yeah, I like a... Oh, yeah, I like a dominant...
She's raising her eyebrows.
She's like,
how much am I going to reveal about myself here?
I very much am attracted to, like, the alpha-style males. However, I think as I'm getting...
Do you know what? Like, you say that you're, like, you're attracted to alpha males. I would not classify anyone you've dated as an alpha male.
Really?
No.
I would the last two.
No.
I would the last, definitely the last one I would.
Alpha male?
Yeah.
I guess it depends on your definition of alpha male, right?
I would, but anyway, now she's ruined that one. I like it. I like to feel protected, I think. Like, and just...
You like to be worshipped very early on.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah. I like that to continue all throughout. And if it's not...
If it slips at all.
If it slips at all, they're out the door. I don't have much room for error.
Yeah. My green flags are, what would you say mine are? Now that I've like assessed yours, feel free.
Oh, I think your green flags are someone that is happy to move slow and at your pace. I think you like to set the pace. Well,
she's like, I don't know you at all.
I don't know you at all. No, I am. Your green flags are definitely someone that can communicate too. Like, you're a very big, like, clear communicator, not someone that leaves you on red or plays games or...
Games and I'm out.
Someone that, you know, we were talking about this earlier, like, when someone's so busy that they can't text you but they're watching your Instagram stories.
Yeah.
Or then they message you 4 days after they say they're going to and say, oh, sorry, like my hands were so full. Like, how full were they? Like,
because you're watching literally 20 minutes of Instagram stories.
I think your green flags are just like clear communicators. You like it. You don't like being left in the lurch, kind of, like, you know.
I so value clear comms and
even
honesty.
Yeah, honesty. I was going to say, even if it doesn't particularly go in your favor, you like honesty.
Yes. And I would say, like, clear comms, but also someone who has self-awareness. Like, that's something that I find really attractive. Like, know a little bit about why you are the way you are. And if you don't, at least be curious. I find it so attractive if someone has, like, a growth mindset. Yeah. Really, that's important to me. A couple of things that were also added in the Facebook group in terms of green flags. Let's see. Alignment in core values, super important.
Definitely.
Have you been in a situation where you have felt like super out of alignment with someone and their core values?
I don't think so. Because
I can give the example of being in a relationship with someone who did not value generosity at all, and I really value generosity, and that was like one area that like was a real sticking point.
Yeah. Look, not that I can really touch on.
Okay. Green flags. Supporting me to chase my dreams, doesn't anger quickly, can communicate with an issue and doesn't act like a toddler having a tantrum or go into silent mode. Backs me up in family settings, a nice calm energy. These are a lot of green flags. A hands-on equal father who doesn't sit on their ass playing games or on their phone. That feels like a very poignant, like she's got someone in mind there.
Yeah.
Driven and motivated to make things better for us and our family. Yeah.
Yeah, they're all green flags. We love a green flag.
Being kind to hospitality staff, strangers, service station workers, etc.
Yes, I think, again, that is my biggest one. Like, just how they are with everyone that's, I mean, how they are with you is obviously important, but how they are with everyone else just speaks volumes.
Well, like, integrity is who you are when no one's looking, yeah. Right? When you're not putting yourself on display. How he talks about his mum and how long he has been in his friendship circle for. Yeah?
Yeah.
I think so. Wanting to introduce me to people and being transparent in all areas of life.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a green flag.
Wanting a similar path in life and has hobbies that I... Stop rubbing your legs. Give it a minute. You should see her, team. She's like just running her nails down her tights.
Feels nice.
It feels nice, but like the ASMR vibe is not going to be good. You're like a naughty little kid. What do you think about this? Holding doors open.
I'm a big one for that. I think that the man should always open doors, car doors, doors in general. doors.
Doors.
Doors. Door. And also not just for you. Like, I think obviously hold it open for you, but if there's like another woman coming in behind you, that they should always hold it open for them too. That's a big thing for me.
Yeah. Some women don't love it. Some women feel like, oh, they're implying that I can't hold a door open, but I don't really see it as a gendered issue. I see it as a manner issue. Like, if a woman's coming behind me, I will hold the door open, yeah, for her.
Same.
If a man's coming behind me, I'll hold the door open for him. But I do think there's something, and again, it's very much steeped in the patriarchy for sure, which Mallory's eyes will glaze over at this. But the whole, like, when a man picks you up and opens the car door for you, it does feel nice. And yeah, it probably is a callback to patriarchy and men owning women and all of that stuff. It's not so healthy, but it's still like...
And I think that's also one thing that our dad does. He holds doors open for everyone.
Yeah.
Like, and like, our dad calls men at Woolworths darling and
everyone's darling and sweetheart.
But that's one thing he definitely does do. Like, he holds doors open. So maybe that's why we like that.
Yeah. And then there are a few about like growth as an individual, family focused, not a boy's boy.
Oh, these full-time job ones, the bar is low.
Full-time job is, yeah.
Yeah. That's a bare minimum.
And no secrets. Okay. So those are a couple of, there are quite a few green flags. And I think maybe we could just also touch on a couple more vibe check suggestions, do you think?
Yeah.
Or do you think we've done them all?
I think vibe checks are going to be very circumstantial and very personal too, like for, you know, each individual kind of setting.
Mm.
But I'm all for a vibe check, like even if it does mean like...
Mallory said the other day we were going to Movie World and she's like, invite so-and-so to Movie World and see how he goes with 3 8-year-olds.
Yeah, well, I actually meant like just invite so-and-so to take the kids and Kylie and I could sip on margaritas.
No, you were like, it'd be interesting to see, like, it's a vibe check.
Yeah, it is. It's a dynamic. And I think the person that we were talking about to invite would have
been fine.
Yeah, he would have been absolutely fine.
He would have done better than we did.
It was a big day.
It was such a big day. I don't know why it was so exhausting, but it was.
No, I don't know. I don't think they need to be intentional vibe checks. So I think that's probably one thing that we need to kind of get across is don't be canceling.
Yeah, we're not out here saying go and set up.
Yeah, go and manipulate something so you can see if they get angry, or go and purposely fly his drone over a cliff.
I'm not mad at that idea. I think that's
fantastic.
Great. Yeah. But vibe checks present, like, similar to that night that someone was breaking in here. Like, that's a vibe check.
That is a vibe check. Or even as simple as, like, if you miss a phone call and then, you know, return it and just see their mannerisms, I guess, then, like, seeing.
As in if they're controlling.
Yeah, if they're controlling, or if they just don't even. Yeah, don't even question it.
Yeah, I guess what we're saying is don't be out there doing it on purpose, but be cognizant and be aware and, like, just kind of clock it, because little things do add up.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Anything else to add?
No, I don't think so.
That's it?
Yeah.
Green flags, vibe checks. All right, team. If you would like to follow Mill Morgan on Instagram, you can find her at
@my_blunterage.
And we'll be back very soon with another episode. What else are we going to talk about?
Sure, we'll figure something. we'll whip something out.
I said to Mallory, let's do an episode on things that we've learned from dating. And she was like,
Like
the lights. I just feel like
I've learned
off
a few things, but they're not things that I probably should have had to have learned through dating. Probably should have already known.
Probably. All right, team, we will talk to you very, very soon. As always, it would mean the world if you take a screenshot, pop it on your Instagram stories and tag us so we can share as well. This is what I want. This is what I need. If you don't have to go, I can set you free. Are you going to make a move? Are you going to come and see? Whatever you want to do, you know it's cool with me.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.